I do not like shaving. So what I do, I just stopped shaving. So now I have a beard. I'm almost 4 months into having a beard. But guess what? I'm now going to shave my beard because of Henson Shaving. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin. If you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade. 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com. Promo code JJR.
It was supposed to be the start of a beautiful relationship, but somebody screwed it all up. Second Date Update right now with John, Jay, and Rich.
It's John, Jay, and Rich, and it is time for Second Date Update. So let's say hello to Tamira. Hi, Tamira.
Hi, how's it going?
So this is how it works. I'm assuming you went on a date with somebody, had a good time, and now there's no connection with you and the person. So we want to hear all about the person that you went on a date with. And then we're going to kind of figure out what went wrong. Then we're going to call the person you went out with and find out why they're not returning messages. What is the story with you and this date?
Okay, so his name is Colton, and we matched on Tinder. Classic story. So we were just like texting and FaceTiming nonstop for about 5 days, but he actually lives like 4.5 hours away. So we hadn't seen each other at all, but I really liked him. So I was like, screw it, you know what, I'll drive to your house. And he said he would make dinner. So I drove out there and we had dinner and he had like this nice wine set up and we watched a movie, and it was a lot of fun. And the date kind of ended up lasting the entire weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he was pretty good in bed, if I'm being honest. It was, you know, I just had a really good weekend. But after I left, I just haven't heard from him. So I feel like he's ghosting me. And I want to, you know, figure this out.
Okay, when you decided to stay, was that your choice or what? Did he invite you to stay? Because maybe he's like, dang, she was supposed to be here for a couple hours and then ended up sleeping over twice.
She would not leave.
So he told you should stay, right?
Yeah, he invited me to stay. So I don't think that was it. I don't know. He was like cooking for me all weekend, which was so nice.
That's sweet.
But I kind of felt like, I don't know, maybe I should have been acting a little bit more like a wifey. Like I did not lift a finger all weekend. So maybe he thinks I'm like lazy. I don't know.
Well, that's good that you thought you're trying to self, what's the word looking for? Resolve
Analyze.
It. Yeah. And figure out what you did wrong. So, you know, I've never been on Tinder before. A friend of mine has. So, but let me ask how this works. Cause I feel like I know how it works, but did you just put, cause normally you when you're on Tinder, you get on and it's people within your area.
Oh, yeah.
So what'd you do? Put like 1,000-mile radius? I mean, for the guy's 4.5 hours away. Like, what happened?
Yeah. I have a wide radius on mine. I don't even think I realized that it was on that wide. I've only had it for like a few weeks. I didn't realize at first how far away he would be. But the conversation was so good. I was like, oh, okay, like, I don't care. I'll just,
okay.
You know.
So then it's a Friday. You get there on a Friday. And did you come home on a Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said he was good in bed. Was it a one-time thing in bed or did you guys have sex the whole weekend?
It's definitely like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing.
Yeah. So
the whole weekend.
Okay.
And yeah.
And you've been calling and texting and nothing?
Yeah. I've texted him a few times and he hasn't responded.
What kind of stuff did he say? Like, man, whoo, it's almost February.
Getting late.
February.
Yeah, like, man, you know.
Look at the calendar.
I can't imagine being in that situation. I think I'd leave my house. I'd be like, listen, I got a business trip I got to take off.
You like being alone.
I think I'd even go to the airport and get on a plane. I think like, I'd be like,
what?
I don't know. I can't imagine somebody being in that situation and having it. That should be so terrible. All right. So we'll call the guy. We got his information. What's his name again?
Colton.
Colton. Okay, so we're going to call Colton. When, this date was when? A week ago? 2 weeks ago? When?
It was 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. All right, so you hang tight. Make sure we'll get him on the air here, and we'll figure out what happened. All right, so it's second date update, and it continues next with John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, we are in the middle of second date update. You got Tamira and Colton. They met on Tinder. He lives 4.5 hours away. They had such a great conversation. She ended up driving 4.5 hours away on a Friday, stayed till Sunday. And she said the sex was really good. He ended up cooking for her the whole time. That's kind of where we're at. Then when she left, he kissed her goodbye, and that's it. Hasn't returned a text since. It was 3 weeks.
Didn't even check up to see if she made it home safely.
That is so weird. So he must have been.
That's mean.
I know.
He had to be. She had to be bugging him.
Yeah, for him not to text to see if she got home like safe or is in a relationship, like Rich said. I don't know.
We could still text,
right? To check to see if she's fine.
Something. You bugged him somehow. Tamira. I know it's sad, but I'm trying to think of why he wouldn't be, at least be a gentleman and say, hey, did you get home okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, unless he was like, she's so annoying. But you don't sound annoying.
She sounds sweet.
I know.
Anyway. I think so, thanks.
All right, let's get him on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, is this Colton?
Yes. Hello?
Oh, good. This is the John J. Rich Show. We're hoping we can talk to you on the radio for a second. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely. What's going on?
Hey, are you in a relationship? You married? Girlfriend? Boyfriend?
No. I've recently went on a date with this girl named Tamira.
Well, that's what we're calling you for, actually. We're calling you about Tamira.
Oh, okay.
And so we were actually talking to her about your date, and we were kind of going over the positives and the negatives, and one of us thought maybe you were in a relationship with somebody else. That's why I started off asking you about it. So you don't have a girlfriend?
No, I don't.
Okay, so what's your take on Tamira?
She's cool. She's definitely cool, but it's kind of like a little much for me.
Okay, because she said that when she left your house, like you haven't even followed up to make sure she got home okay. She's texted you a few times and you haven't responded. And she seems sweet to us, so we wanted to troubleshoot the date and see where things went wrong. Now, I know she told us it's a 4.5 hour drive, so let's just hear from you. Yeah. What's your take on the date and your situation with her?
Yeah. So, we spent the weekend at my place. Everything was fine the first night she was there. But, like, the second night after we hooked up, she brought up, like, how we should get hitched and, you know, how we should just go to the courthouse in the morning. And like, I laughed at it. You know, we were kind of drunk and like, you know, just having a good time. And I said I was down to do it and I was totally joking. And I woke up in the middle of the night and saw Tamira looking online for white dresses and went back to sleep. Thought I was dreaming, and then in the morning she made me breakfast and asked when should we leave for the courthouse, and I was like, I didn't even know what to say, and like I was just I could not believe that she actually wanted to like proceeded she wanted
oh
to proceed
my God.
With, like, actually
I'm
getting
so
married.
Embarrassed
is that Tamira?
Mm-hmm.
Hey Colton.
Hey, what's up? What's going
honestly,
on here? Like, what are we doing?
I'm sorry. I was just really confused about why you ghosted me. So we called the show. I mean, I thought we had so much fun the other weekend, but now I get it. Sorry, I'm so embarrassed. I just have this weird, like, fantasy of getting married on a whim. And just it being easy and I'm like in love for the rest of my life, but it's just like it's just like a fun fantasy, and I was just like a little drunk and I'm so embarrassed that you saw that.
Yeah.
I mean, did not mean to come off like that.
All right. I mean, I get it. I, you know, we were definitely like we were definitely pretty drunk, and I guess, like, you know, it's just kind of weird. I mean, I had a great time with you, but obviously, Tamir, I'm like, I can't get married. Like, we can't get married right now. Like, that's not gonna
happen. Yeah, right now. Totally. It's just, yeah, it's just like a fantasy of mine. It's not like I don't actually expect it to happen. I just, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you left that out of your story because I would have told you that's why.
Yes. Yeah, could have been a red flag.
Yeah, that's a big red flag. I mean, the conversation, red flag, right? And then it's like the next day you're like, let's go to the courthouse. But then you're looking at white dresses online. Yeah. Yikes.
You see how that can scare him away, right?
Yeah, I didn't realize that he saw me doing that.
What do you, I mean, but the next morning when you're like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, it's like I'm still joking.
But what if he had gone? But, would you have gone through with it? Would you have married him?
No, I don't think so. I was just joking. I don't know. I mean, it's like a fantasy of mine, but that's like, you know, marriage is actually a huge commitment. So no, I wouldn't have actually gone through with it, but I was just kind of trying to keep the joke running, but I guess it seems
I don't know, Tamara. You
crazy.
Were pretty, it seemed like you were pretty much ready to go, but you know, yeah, for me, that was like, well, I was like, whoa, no. This is,
She said you laughed. Was it the laugh like that?
Nervous laugh.
I just couldn't believe it. And,
well, dude, she did say you were great in bed, by the way.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
What's your move? Do you have a move?
You got a name for it?
I like to improvise. You know, I just do. Yeah, I improvise.
Like, you mean like, hey, I'm Irish. It's raining outside. I'm Irish. And there's a fire and someone's knocking on the door. Go. Like that?
Yeah, improv.
You know, you play the instrument. You see how how certain parts of it sound, I guess. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but yeah.
It makes noise.
All right. So would you guys like to see each other again? Or is it over?
I mean, I would if you're not totally freaked out by my weird fantasy and jokes.
I think you should see each other again. And I think it'd be funny if she showed up at your house in a wedding dress.
No, stop.
No.
I mean, yeah, I'm definitely down. I mean, we had a great time. Not going to lie. Maybe some of the influence carried over the next morning. But yeah, I mean, I definitely had a great time with Tamara and, yeah, I would love to hang out again.
I mean, dude, she drove 4.5 hours to see you.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it was definitely a trek to get to my place for sure.
Like, so, would you drive 4.5 hours to see her, or does she have to come see you again?
Oh no, I would definitely go see her. She lives in a great place, and I don't know. I have no problem driving. I appreciate that she made the effort.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Oh,
thank you.
Oh well, there you go. So why don't you guys set up another date? We'll pay for it. We'll even pay for like the air travel.
Okay.
I thought you were gonna say the wedding.
No, jeez. All right, hold on the line. Thank you guys. That's second date update, John Jane Rich. So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. And I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. Hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.